idea is not that you're holding on to God. The idea is that God is holding on to you.
Dr. Tony Evans says once we're secure in our relationship with the Lord, there's nothing to stop us from proclaiming victory.
I am victorious over my addictions, over my situations, over my relationships. I'm going for it because he's already paid the price.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Long before you chose Jesus, Jesus chose you, and he had a reason for doing it. Today, Dr. Evans talks about the difference it can make when you're confident in your calling. Let's join him.
2 Peter 1:10 says, "Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble." Once again, "Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble." So we're regularly in seasons of election. The word election, you're going to be bombarded with, because it will involve a choice related to the political environment. This concept and theological truth is a big deal in the Bible, election. He summarizes it with two words: make certain of your calling and him choosing you. The summary word for that is the doctrine of election. We must start off by clarifying some confusion, because a lot of Christians struggle with the assurance of salvation, being absolutely certain of their salvation, because of this verse. He says, "Be certain of your calling and God choosing you." So for varying reasons, many people live with uncertainty. Am I saved? Am I really saved? When did I get saved? In fact, there are some here today, usually in a crowd this size, who struggle with the security of being born again. In fact, let me ask, are there any here who struggle with that issue? Peter does not question the salvation of his readers. He says, "I want you to grow in your faith, in your walk with God, and make certain of your calling and choosing." So evidently the calling and choosing can't be related to salvation, because he's already said, "Your brethren, your grace is going to be multiplied. You already got the divine nature. You already possess the promises of God." So let me help us with this issue. If you had to grow before you can really know whether you're saved or born again or have become a Christian, then you cannot possibly know you're a Christian at the moment you get saved, because you haven't been saved long enough to grow. Many people, Christians, to make sure they show enough saved, will do things to help verify the fact that they're saved. In fact, many will be guilted into doing stuff. And so you are constantly trying to fulfill this list to make sure you're saved. The problem with that list is it never ends. And you will always find yourself falling short of something on the list. And it even gets worse when you sin. Because if I'm trying to do all the good stuff to really make sure, show enough that I'm saved, but something bad drops in the middle of it, then maybe something bad happened because I really wasn't saved in the first place. Because I was measuring my salvation by my works. Did I do enough good, or did I have enough bad to qualify for me to question whether I'm really certain that I'm saved? You add to that feelings. Sometimes I feel savish, and sometimes I don't, which go up and down, in and out, then your mere emotional makeup can cause you to question the assurance of your salvation. Let me calm the concerns of any who are here who might be facing this to clarify or to someone to whom you are speaking. The assurance of salvation is part and parcel, or as we would say in theology, it is of the same essence as saving faith. Now, to help you understand what I just said, let me read and feel free to turn to 1 John chapter 5. Let me begin with verse 9 from 1 John 5. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God, watch this, has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar because he did not believe in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son does not have the life. Finally, verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you might know that you have eternal life. So God wants you to know that you know that you know that you have eternal life. And he wants you to know it at the moment you get it. Which means it can't be tied to things you do. That's why the thief on the cross could know he had eternal life, even though he wasn't going to get to do anything good, because he was going to die in that next moment. Yet he had eternal life, because eternal life is tied to personal faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ as your substitute on the cross. It is when you look to Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, and you look alone to him apart from any works you can do for your personal forgiveness and personal salvation, there is a testimony or a promise of God that he will give eternal life to any man, woman, boy, or girl who looks to Jesus Christ to receive it. He says, when you look to Christ to receive eternal life, and believe the promise of God that he will give it to you, if you look to him for it, you will have the testimony within yourself. So you won't have to look to your works. You won't have to look to the good or bad. You will not even have to look to the emotions that you may be having at any given point, because the testimony will be built inside of you that you are a son or a daughter of the living God. Doubt of salvation comes when you're looking to the wrong thing for assurance. If you're looking to your works for assurance, and sometimes your works are up, sometimes your works are bad. In fact, there are some sinners who do better work than Christians. There are sinners who are nicer people than Christians. There are sinners who are more moral people sometimes than Christians. So you can't look to your works. Nor can you look to your emotions, because if you do, then you sow the seeds of questioning salvation. There's only one question on the floor when it comes to whether you are born again. And that is, have I looked to Christ alone for the forgiveness of my sins and the gift of eternal life? That's why when Jesus talked to the woman at the well in John chapter 4, who had five husbands, and the one she was with now was Mr. Jones, he never told her to change her lifestyle so she could get converted. It was when she got converted that that happened. Because she was to look to Christ. The Bible makes it clear that you are not saved by anything you do. The Bible says in Romans chapter 11, verse 6, that you cannot mix works with grace, or else grace is no longer grace. Romans chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 says that you're not saved by works you would do, because if you're saved by anything you could do, that means God owes you something because of the work you performed. And you cancel grace. He says you're saved apart from any work you can do. It is the work that Jesus did on the cross. So when you are tempted to doubt your salvation, there's only one question on the floor. Have I and am I now looking to the cross of Jesus Christ as the basis of the forgiveness of my sins and my receiving the gift of eternal life based on the promise of God to give it to me if I came to Jesus for it? Because if you don't believe that, it says in 1 John, you make God a liar. So you're not believing the gospel. But if you believe the gospel, then the testimony comes inside of you because it's part of the gospel promise. So don't be duped to look for assurance outside of focusing on the finished work of Jesus Christ for the assurance. Because it's by grace, it's not by works, that not only you're saved, but that you are assured. St. John 5:24 puts it this way. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment and has passed out of death into life. That's the promise. An eternal life that can never be lost, that has absolutely nothing to do with anything you do, be it good or bad. Why? Because it's a birth issue. That's why we call it born again. You are born. Every one of you who have children know some of your children are bad. Some of your children are good. Some of your children are bad a lot. Some of your children are good a lot. Some of your children are bad and good. Okay? And that has absolutely no connection to whether they're a child. Because being a child has to do with birth. Being a good child has to do with relationship. Fellowship. Okay, so your salvation, stay with me here, it's tied and it's assurance to your focus on the finished work of Christ and upon that and that alone.
With that question settled, there's another one on the table, and Dr. Evans will come back to answer it in just a moment. First, a quick reminder that we're offering his current series, The Triumphant Trip to Glory, as our gift. This 8-part collection focuses on how the kind of life we live today can affect the eternal life we live in heaven. You'll learn how to nurture the divine seed the Lord planted inside you when you were saved, so you can live up to your full God-given potential. Just visit TonyEvans.org, make a contribution of any size, large or small, and we'll say thanks by sending you the CD series, The Triumphant Trip to Glory. But don't wait, this special offer runs out tomorrow. Again, that's TonyEvans.org, or call 1-800-800-3222, where members of our resource team are on duty 24 hours a day to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Right now, Dr. Evans is back with more of today's lesson. Let's join him.
But now we still got a problem. He's sure that they're saved. Assurance is not based on anything you do. What God wants you to be sure of is that you are participating in the purpose for your salvation. Let me say that again. He's not trying to make them who are already saved sure that they're saved. He wants to make sure they are certain that they are fulfilling the reason for why they are saved. Because there are many saved people who are not fulfilling the purpose of their salvation, which is their election. In other words, you were elected for a purpose. He wants you to be sure you are fulfilling your election purpose. That is the reason why you are part of God's family. He wants you to live out the reason or purpose for your salvation. And when you track election and choosing through the New Testament, it is accompanied by the purpose, the service, the vocation of the choosing. So it's not that God looked down and said, I want to save you, I want to save you, I want to save you. I'm going to skip you and I'm going to skip you. I don't want to save you, but I want to save you. So I'm going to choose some to be saved and then the others can just go to damnation. No, 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 no. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, that he tasted death for every man. So salvation was provided for the whole human race. But for those who respond, he says, now that you are in the family, there are expectations. And I expect you to be useful to me. I expect you to be fruitful for me. And remember, usefulness and fruitfulness has to do with that which you do that brings glory to God, that advances his kingdom, and that brings benefit to others in his name. Are you beneficial to God or not? When a football player is drafted in the league, he is drafted to fulfill a purpose. He's drafted for a position. If he's a lineman and he's drafted to be a lineman, talking about, but I want a quarterback, he missed it. I want to play a wide receiver because he is now on the team to fulfill a purpose. He's not just on the team to sit on the bench. He's on the team to fulfill a purpose. And if he is not fulfilling the purpose for which he is on the team, he becomes a useless team member. And God has a whole squad of useless kids who want to be blessed by him, but who can never be used by him. Because they don't have time for him. They don't have energy for him. Now, it's not that they don't have energy at all. They just don't have it for him. They've got it for them and their priorities. So he wants you to be sure. But what he wants you to be sure about is the purpose for your election. This explains a verse that's often misunderstood, misquoted in Matthew chapter 22, verse 14. It says, for many are called, but few are chosen. Y'all heard that one, right? For many are called, but few are chosen. Now, the question is, what in the world does that mean? He makes a difference between the many and the few. Okay, let me try to illustrate. One of my staff members told me last week that on our rolls, on our church rolls, we have almost 12,000 members, but we only have 150 or so elders, deacons, and deaconesses because there's no general call for that. You have to be elected, chosen, picked out of the crowd because there are expectations for that role that go beyond free membership. We want to see, have you served? We want to see, are you committed? Are you faithful? We want to see, are you demonstrating the fruits of the Spirit? To the best of our knowledge, we want to see that list of names in the bulletin. They have gone through 9 months of intense training and preparation. Why? Because they have been elected for service, not just invited for membership. Many are called. But it's a selection process to be chosen because you're being elected to fulfill a job description. And that is going to require you to have demonstrated something. God has a lot of family members who can't be chosen because they're satisfied just to be members of the family. God, don't expect me to witness. Don't expect me to disciple anybody. Don't expect me to serve. Don't expect me to give. Don't expect me to be a blessing. Don't expect me, God, because I'm good. He says, you're missing the election of your salvation. Not to eternal life, but your election to fulfilling your divine purpose. That's why Jesus said when he chose the 12, he said, I have chosen you to preach the word. He told Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, God has chose me to preach to the Gentiles. He gives the purpose for being chosen. So you see, election is not to determine your eternal destiny. Election is to determine your purpose. And he closes with this thought, because he says, as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. If you pursue spiritual development, your growth, and you do it with all the more diligence. In other words, you're not playing with this thing. You're going for it. You're not finding time. You're making time. I want to know you. I want to experience you. I want to be transformed by you. And I'm going after you, God, like the deer pants after the water brook, so pants my soul after you, oh God. I'm going for it. He said, if you practice these things that we've already gone over, you will never stumble. Now, Jude verse 24. That's all I have to say because there's only one chapter. Jude verse 24, now to him who's able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in his presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. So I got good news for you from this point on, because all you got is this point on. You got this point on. To get it right, to be useful and fruitful, and to get ready for a band playing when you enter into heaven. That's how it's going to be. Verse 11 is talking about the folks for whom God's going to have a band. John is here. Betty is here. Ruth is here. Play the song.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment with an encouraging story to wrap up today's lesson. First, though, we encourage you to follow up on what you've learned by reviewing it again on your own and by sharing it with your friends. As always, copies are available on CD or DVD. The title to ask about is Chosen for Your Journey, and the full-length version includes more material than we were able to bring you on the air. Better yet, ask about getting it as a part of Tony's 8-lesson series, The Triumphant Trip to Glory. Remember, if you contact us by tomorrow, we'll send you this brand new collection as our gift to say thanks for your contribution of any size to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Get details right away and make your request online at tonyevans.org. That's tonyevans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Salvation is a free gift, but heavenly rewards are earned. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will talk about how the Bible makes that distinction and explain how your entrance into glory can be a celebration like nothing you ever imagined. Right now, he's back with a final thought for you.
A little boy was walking with his father through the woods. He said, Daddy, hold my hands. He says, I'm holding your hand. He said, no, Daddy, hold my hand. He said, our hands are connected. Well, I don't get what you're talking about. Daddy, hold my hand. Son, I don't get what in the world are you talking about? I'm holding your hand. He said, no, Daddy, I'm holding your hand. If I let go, I'm in trouble. I need you to hold my hand so that if even I let go of you, you won't let go of me and you will keep me from falling. The idea is not that you're holding on to God. The idea is that God is holding on to you. And so I challenge me and you and us to whatever time is left, and there is not much left. For whatever time is left, to go for it. All the more diligence to go for it. To remove the excuses, to remove the procrastination, to remove the tomorrow, to remove the one day, and to say today is the day of I'm going for it. so that I don't stumble anymore, so that I am victorious over my addictions, over my situations, over my relationships. I'm going for it because he's already paid the price.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.